Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. And amid this pandemic, today there was a grim news of gas leak in Visakhapatnam. Over 11 people have died as we speak now, and over 5,000 people are sick. The leak was at the LG Polymers plant. The 11 people include two children who have died, and 300 people have been hospitalized after the leak. It was a chemical plant in PR Venkapuram village in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. The Vizag factory was basically trying to open post this lockdown when the incident occurred. This is the latest update by CNN News 18. The plant produced, material that is used to make disposable plastic cutlery. It is used in the food industry, the rigid trays, the containers, disposable utensils, foamed cups, plates and bowls. So this was a very serious news coming in from Andhra Pradesh. TDP chief Chandrababu Naidu has now requested the PMO's permission to air travel from Hyderabad to Vizag as air travel remains suspended. If you talk about COVID-19, because of the infection, there has been over 1,780 deaths in India so far. And over 10,000 infections were reported in the last 2 to 3 days. So basically, from 40,000 to 50,000, the number has been reached only in May itself in the last 4 days. The overall tally in the country has now crossed the 50,000 mark. So the total infections stand at 52,952. There are over 35,900 active cases and over 15,200 patients have recovered so far. ICMR has said that over 13,50,000 samples were tested for COVID-19 across the country if we talk about till today morning. COVID-19 cases in India are expected to peak in June, July. Even no declining trend is seen despite the lockdown. This peak information is given by AIIMS director, who said, "We are not sure when we might peak, but it might be expected in June, July." With over 16,758 COVID-19 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections. Yesterday, many infections were reported. It is followed by Gujarat with over 6,600 infections and Delhi with over 5,500 reported COVID-19 cases. Punjab government has now declared summer vacations in all government colleges and universities from 15th May to June 15th. Meanwhile, Karnataka has decided to restart the train services for migrants after facing flak for discontinuing the service. Also, if you talk about the Ministry of Home Affairs, there was a sharply worded letter that stated West Bengal has the highest mortality rate and a low testing rate for COVID-19. Also, the Rajasthan government on May 6th has decided to seal its interstate borders. Two BSF personnel died of COVID-19. Now the force has over 150 infections. 487 Maharashtra cops have found to be COVID-19 positive since the lockdown started, as per the Health Ministry update of the state. Also, Bangalore delivery boy has now tested positive, and it might turn out to be a super spreader because of the nature of the job. The source of infection for the delivery boy was reportedly his father. Maharashtra has earned over 100 crore. In terms of liquor sales, BMC has amended its previous order and allowed reopening of standalone electronic shops, hardware shops in the city during this lockdown, saying it is urgent to keep such shops open to some extent. Also, Maharashtra Congress bears the travel expense of over 4,600 migrant workers, as we heard Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi saying. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced rupees 1 crore relief for constables who have died because of the virus. Also, PM Narendra Modi in his keynote address today thanked all those who are working in these tough times. He said, "I salute you. I hope you are keeping yourself safe and I hope your family is safe while you are serving humanity," is what he said. Also, the centre is considering the option of opening malls and cinema halls and local retail stores in green zones at night during the nationwide lockdown. Also, repatriations of Indian nationals from US will start from May 9th. While it has already started in Maldives, the ship will start and will reach Kochi tomorrow with evacuees from Maldives. Armed forces dispatch ships, medical teams to countries in the Indian Ocean region. Also, Ministry of Defense updated today that the armed forces has kept 6 quarantine facilities ready and available to accommodate up to 2,100 Indians being evacuated from several countries in coordination with the Ministry of External Affairs and Ministry of Civil Aviation. Meanwhile, all visas, OCI cards for foreign nationals outside India remain suspended. With that, let's talk about some of the global updates. Over 80,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported around the world every day in April, is what the WHO has said. The global infections have now crossed the 3.75 million mark and the number of deaths have crossed 2,63,000. Most cases are still reported from the United States with over 1.22 million. Spain has over 2,20,000 cases. Italy with over 2,14,000 cases. UK has over 2,02,000 cases. And France with over 1,74,000 cases. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Pakistan have risen to 23,693. Also, the death toll has crossed the 500 mark. Meanwhile, in the UK, during the daily UK government briefing, what we are hearing is, the struggling airlines and the aviation sector, which is the hardest hit, will only be bailed out if other avenues have been exhausted, is what the UK government has said. Also, the Bank of England has said that the UK economy could contract by over 14% in 2020. It is a sharp dip in the first half of this year. Also, Spain has extended the state of emergency till May 24th. The health ministry has reported that the country's daily coronavirus death toll fell to 213 in the last 24 hours, if you compare it to the previous day. Also, the US President Donald Trump has again suggested that the country may need to accept the reality of more deaths in order to start reopening the economy. United States has also urged that WHO should invite Taiwan in its annual meetings in spite of pressure from China. And US is yet to confirm its participation in the World Health Assembly that is scheduled on the 18th and 19th May as per international reports. Also, for the fourth time in 5 days, if you talk about Chile, it has reported over 1,000 cases. So it's an uptick in the infection rate in the country with over 23,000 reported infections so far. Brazil has reported over 10,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. Again, a new daily high. If we look at the fatalities, it also rose by 615 in 1 day. Also, Russia has over 11,200 additional cases. Again, daily record increase in the country. Moscow's mayor has actually said that the capital's coronavirus numbers is more than 3 times the official numbers. We know about the asymptomatic patients and, time and again, WHO has also said that the real infection rate is what we do not know and the infection is here to stay for a longer time. Norway's central bank has cut its key interest rate to 0% from the previous 0.25%. It is trying to mitigate the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak on the economy like every other country. Also, Singapore has again reported over 700 new cases. Now the number has crossed 20,900 if you talk about Singapore's daily infections. And so far, over 20,900 cases recorded. China's exports have seen a rise this month and economists are suggesting that this could be because of the shipments that we are seeing of medical equipments around the world. Also, China reported 2 new cases. Both were imported cases, from people who had traveled from overseas. No new deaths reported. The total number of deaths from the coronavirus so far in China stands at 4,633. So over 4,600 people have died. The Philippine economy shrank by 0.2% year-on-year in the first quarter is what the international reports are suggesting. This is the first ever contraction since the fourth quarter of 1998. Also, New Zealand has said that the shops could reopen and domestic travel could also restart. We are seeing the restrictions going down. New infections have either no new infection is reported or one or two has been reported in the past 3-4 days. So restrictions might further ease in the next week is what the Reuters report is suggesting. Germany has reported over 1,200 new cases. So in the previous day, there were over 900 cases, but now it has increased to over 1,200 cases in 24 hours. The confirmed cases have crossed 1,66,000 with over 700 people dying from the infection. South Korea has reported 4 new cases and 1 death. The total number of infections have crossed the 10,800 mark in South Korea. 256 people have died, according to KCDC, that is the Center for Disease Control in Korea. Apart from that, you could also check the Money Control website for some other opinion pieces, why work from home may not really work. So Ramesh Nair, Money Control contributor, writes that most of the time the apartments do not have a study room which can be converted into a work from home facility. Also, the internet connectivity. We have a population of over 1.3 billion people, of 560 million plus internet users. It is actually far from adequate. Apart from that, due to the coronavirus lockdown, can Resident Welfare Association restrict entry of house help, drivers and other services? Money Control's Vandana Ramnani writes that experts say that if the local administration itself is delegating the power down to resident welfare associations in certain situations, in that case it could set rules provided they are not arbitrary or discriminatory. With that, I also need to remind you about the Money Control Daily Isolation Planner. Quick workout to start your day, some cooking tips, good reads, listens and music suggestions specially curated for you for the lockdown. So you need to check that out too. Apart from that, Money Control Pro has been providing an ad-free experience, faster access, curated markets data and investment ideas. I'm sure you are aware of that. You can now subscribe to that experience at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. So you can get the service for only ₹365 for a year. While you are at it, look out for the benefits worth ₹20,000 available to only the pro users. So log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. With that, we are wrapping up this session of Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all feedbacks and queries, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.